Now let's take up, what was item five, which is now item six, which is to consider and take possible action to adopt Board of Retirement Resolution number 2024-3, Investment Asset Allocation Targets and Ranges.
So in the conversation with Verus about the total fund benchmark, we had this, the idea of an implementation benchmark was adopted by the board. The mechanics of how the implementation benchmark will be codified is we have included every manager's benchmark in the asset allocation resolution. Before, it was just the manager and their targets. Now the benchmarks are included there. So this is a procedural update to allow the board's prior decision to use the implementation benchmark to be recorded. The other change is we have removed Acadian from the asset allocation resolution and added the Brevin Howard the BHDG systematic strategy that's been recently funded.
Yes. All right, thank you. Any questions or comments for Tim on the action item? If not, I'm looking for a motion.
Yeah, how does this go along with the discussion for strategic allocation?
So this is more of a codification of the prior allocation and just getting everything recorded properly. When there was a new asset allocation decided by the board in kind of this May-June timeframe, we would come back with an updated version of this. This is a cleanup item more than anything else.
Any other questions?
Question. Yeah, Tim, I had a question why we didn't have a range inside of each of the funds, bring it to the sum total of that benchmark.
Yeah. So the ranges have been set at more at the growth, diversify, and liquidity program levels. That's been what we've done since we moved to the FFP structure about 10 years ago. It was just a philosophical approach back then. You're going to stretch the reserves of my memory to find out exactly why it was done that way, but that's been the existing practice. So we set individual manager targets, and then there's some range at the top level there.
But no thought presently about adding a range.
I think that's something we can certainly consider as we move through the asset allocation process and think about some subcomponent ranges. I think right now we were just taking a look at this and saying, what was adopted last summer? Let's put the benchmarks with that. And then, you know, the other conversations would be more, we could have those conversations as we move through the asset allocation decision process in May and June. That was the thought process there.
I'll ask again in May and June then.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Is there a motion? All right, we have a motion to adopt Board of Retirement Resolution 2024-3. Is there a second?
Second.
There's a motion, second, and a third. So we're covered. All right, any further discussion or questions on the item? Not seeing any, so let's vote on the motion. Anderson.
Aye.
Chabotarev.
Aye.
Gordon. Aye. Kroll.
Aye.
McDonald.
Aye.
Mirzwa.
Aye.
Wong.
Aye.
Finley. No. And Kwan.
Aye.
Did I do that right?
Finley's
not. No, I didn't do that right. I'm having a bad day with my voting chart. So on that one, I think Donnie's not voting. Am I correct? Yeah, I kind of thought that. Sorry.
You called on me, Eddie.
I know I did. it comes with the gig. I know. All right, so the vote on that motion, the motion carries 8-0, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, that was entertaining.